Welcome to Breakfast with Bob, Challenge Penticton Edition. We are at the Hooded Merganser. We're at the Canadian Multisport National Championships at beautiful Lake Okanagan. And this is the site of the 2017 ITU World Championships in six different events over 10 days. Our guest right now, Mr. Daryl Fox. Daryl, how you doing?
Great to be here, Bob. How are you?
I am wonderful. Now, obviously, you are with the Terry Fox Foundation. And talk a little bit about your brother, Terry.
Sure. Well, I guess I'm lucky enough to say I am Terry's brother, and if I'd been able to say that for all of my life and had the incredible gift and opportunity to be a member of the Marathon of Hope in 1980 and spent 3 months witnessing a miracle, and the Marathon of Hope, actually, and Terry running 42K every day on an artificial leg.
What's amazing is we started Challenge Athletes Foundation back in 93. People don't quite understand. I mean, Terry was afflicted with cancer, I think, at 18.
That's correct.
And lost his leg above the knee.
Correct.
And decided, I'll just run across Canada. And the prosthetics back then, we're talking a step up from Captain Hook. I mean, we're talking, this is almost like a peg leg that he was running on. Yeah. When he first mentioned to you that he wanted to do this, what were your thoughts?
Well, I was a younger brother.
Yeah.
Who idolized his older brother.
How much older?
4 years old.
Okay.
So, you know, I knew that Terry had something special and unique, and whenever he said he was going to attempt to do something, he always did it and did it to the best of his ability. So if he said he was going to run around the world, I would have believed him.
Yeah.
That's what he shared with all of us, his confidence and that ability to never give up, and we got behind him. We had no other choice. He was going to do it without our approval or consent anyway. So, it's kind of cool that here we are 36 years later and we're still immersed in the Terry Fox story. It's an incredible legacy, and a whole generation is now growing up, learning, and carrying on the torch.
A lot of new people who I saw the Steve Nash 30 for 30. It was beautiful. Talk a little bit about during those days that he was running, were there points where you thought, I don't know if he's going to finish this thing?
I would say no, but I spent 3 months with my jaw dropped, you know, just I was exhausted. I was
sure.
18 at the time. I was getting up every morning at 4:30, spending most of the time in the van watching Terry run. And again, I was tired, fatigued from it all.
Right.
Yet he was running 42K every day. So he's really created a benchmark for me in my life.
Yeah.
In terms of realizing that anything is possible, and the only limitations we have are self-imposed. We can do anything.
So Terry passed away in 81, just like, what, a year after his run?
Yeah, less than a year. He had to abandon the run on September 1st, 1980, and June 28th, 1981, he passed away.
And how far did he end up running?
He ran for 143 days. He ran 3,339 miles, just over 5,300 kilometers.
Wow.
Average close to a marathon every day.
And I think at that point, people didn't even know what the world record was for amputee marathon. He probably could have gone out and set that record on one of those days that he was running.
And he did, actually.
Did he really?
The world record of that, he was setting it every day that he ran, actually. again, because there weren't, and no one else is doing this.
Yeah.
And as you said, I mean, his leg was prehistoric by
yes.
today's standards. He would run just like you and I if he had today's technology.
Oh.
So, you know, it would take him 8 to 10 hours to run that 42K every day. But it was still effort, but there was nothing to compare to what Terry accomplished. But, you know, he really appreciated being recognized
yes.
as an athlete because he saw himself as an athlete. Though, there was no one to compete against.
Right.
He was still athletic in his mind.
Was a little Forrest Gump type of thing where every day, like at the beginning, I'm sure people were like, we'll see if he gets through day one. Then all of a sudden, every day he accomplished it, then more and more people come out and follow and more media.
Yeah, for sure. When we finally reached Ontario, that's when it became not a regional story, but a national story.
Yeah.
But in the early days, it was that regional support. It was that local community that was coming out, the people that were coming out and cheering him on. And realized, you know, fairly soon after Terry started the Marathon of Hope that this guy's for real. He's going to make it. And that's when things really started to take off.
So was there a charity established when Terry first started this, or did that come after his death?
It actually came after. Terry did run across the country for the Canadian Cancer Society in
yes.
1980, and he realized his dream. He wanted to raise a dollar from every Canadian, and he raised $24
million. $24 million!
Back in 1980, which was the population at that time. So he was pretty pumped and excited. But it was not until 1988 that we created the Terry Fox Foundation
okay.
because we saw the potential and growth And that very first year that we became independent, we doubled our revenue, and now we raise $25-30 million every year.
So what have you raised in total over the last, well, this is the 36th anniversary, but you started in 88, so you're heading towards your 30th anniversary in a few years.
Yes, yeah, so we're north of $700 million.
$700 million. And when people apply for a grant, who are you supporting through Terry Fox Foundation?
In 2008, we created the Terry Fox Research Institute. So
okay.
The foundation raises the money, TFRI,
yes.
Acronym for Terry Fox Research Institute, loves to spend it.
Right.
And we receive grants from across the country. Terry believed he was a team player, even though he was the only one running across the country in 1980. He felt that everyone had to be a part of the Marathon of Hope. He asked for a dollar from every Canadian. So we believe in team in terms of the research that we support. So we fund program project grants, which
right.
are teams of researchers working together, collaborating.
Right.
And not only at the same institution, but at institutions across the country. So you'll see researchers from Princess Margaret Hospital, working with McGill University, working with researchers at the BC Cancer Agency as well here.
Where it used to be, these guys didn't share, didn't
Never.
Talk,
nope.
and everybody's working in a silo, and a lot of times, if they work together, they actually can be more successful.
More successful. The one of the challenges with research, at least in times gone by, is that it was a competition. You were competing against your peers.
Yes.
So we had to get rid of that competition to get people to work together. And that's what we hear all the time from the research community. If there's someone that can bring us all together, it's Terry Fox. And they love coming together under the brand.
Was there one moment during that run across Canada that sticks out to you more than any other?
So many, Bob. You know,
yeah.
I had an incredible gift. I was witnessing
history.
Yeah.
It's like being there when Lewis and Clark across the U.S. or, being there when something's being discovered.
Yeah. So I could go on probably for days telling
yeah.
you about all the memories. What I really enjoyed most was just watching the nation embrace my brother.
Yes.
Like just sitting on the side of the road and see people of all demographics,
yes.
all backgrounds coming up and being moved by what they were witnessing. That will never fade from within me. It's always there.
And in terms of people you have helped, because what's interesting to me about a lot of this, we think of it's cancer and that's specific, specifically Terry had cancer and was trying to raise money for cancer. But the number of able-bodied folks who are empowered by my back's a little sore, I don't want to work out. And then they read the Terry Fox story or they hear the Terry Fox story. They're like, what's my excuse?
Yeah.
You hear that a lot?
I hear that quite a bit. I mean,
yeah.
With Steve King today
yes.
announcing and making reference to the fact that I was in the event after the award ceremony,
yes.
I had people come up to me to share their Terry story. And I'm a sponge for that. I love listening to that and seeing how they themselves have inspired to set their goals high because of the Terry Fox story. That's cool.
So you're here, Challenge Penticton. You did the duathlon today. Finished third.
Third in my age group.
In your age group. Yeah, yeah. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
I'm an age group guy. Finished third in your age group.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And so now you are on the Canadian team for the World Championships in duathlon next year.
That was the goal. That was the intent. And I've got a year to get ready.
How fun is that?
It's lots of fun at this age.
Have you raced for Canada before?
It was not a very good experience, but I was down in Atlanta in 2001, I believe, when they were hosting the Worlds. And it was just when I started to bike, and it wasn't a very good experience. So I'm keen to get back at it.
So on a daily basis, what do you do with the foundation?
Well, I'm the senior advisor at the Terry Fox Research Institute.
Okay.
So I assist and provide guidance and direction to the president, Dr. Vic Ling, in terms of research direction. I'm also involved in a lot of what we call the Terry projects that still come to us
yes.
very regularly in terms of books, stories. Right now, for example, we're working on a musical play. Can you imagine
really?
That? A singing Terry.
I love that.
So, it's kind of fun and it's new and different. And it's great to see that there's still an interest in people learning about Terry. And this is another way with the musical to reach a different audience potentially. And what we hope will happen down the road is that this play will be picked up at the high school level.
Yeah.
And we'll see that in the future as well.
Are you amazed at the impact of your brother 36 years after he ran across Canada?
Yeah, I don't think we ever take it for granted. because it, I mean, it's hard, because this is what happens sometimes.
Sure. Yeah,
over a period of time, people forget. But no, I think it's because we have Terry Foxers across the country. I mean, we're a volunteer-driven organization.
Right.
So we have people in every community across the country that keep this going, as well as we have over 8,000 schools across the country that host
wow.
Terry Fox events. So, you know, knowing that the next generation is learning and embracing the Terry Fox story is probably the reason why we're still relevant today.
So if people want to help, where do they go to donate or to find out more information?
TerryFox.org is our website. You can find everything there about all the events across the country, of which there will be 800 on September 18th.
Wait. On September 18th, 800 separate Terry Fox events across Canada.
Across, there's no excuse. There's one in your neck of the woods.
Yeah,
so
you'll be able to find something.
You'll be able to find something.
And how long are those events?
We go with the traditional 10K.
Perfect.
There's usually a 3 or 5K, a shorter distance as well. And it's not a competition.
No.
So it's all about effort, and it's all about raising money for this cause.
How many people will participate in these 800 events?
We get close to between 150,000 and 200,000 that participate in only that event, not including the school events, of which there are millions, actually, that participate in the school runs. So it's a big number.
How important is the education part of this? You mentioned schools. Do you do a lot of educations in the schools?
Well, that's another part of the job description for me. And, you know, I have an older, uglier brother, Fred.
Oh, I've heard about Fred. He is way uglier.
He's
hey,
not
Fred,
here.
Way
He's
uglier.
Not, no.
Yeah.
And younger sister, Judy. So part of our role is to share the story. So any opportunity we have to speak to a school or a community gathering, we're there. So it's an important part of what we do.
I love it. Daryl, thank you so much for taking time. Congratulations on everything you've done with the Terry Fox Foundation. And congrats on making the Canadian team.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
All
Pleasure.
Right.
Great.
Again, this is Challenge Penticton. We are at the Hooded Merganser. My name is Bob Babbitt. Hold on, everyone. We will be right back.